good.
After the war, before Nazi left this place, they made brigades of Jews who still work, a small minority, about 50 people, and they made rows of carps and wood, carps and wood, and then they burned everything. So the whole earth is covered with ash of the dead Jews.
What is it now?
Still, you know, people is gardening on the... Now it's still a prison. Communists use this place also as a prison. It's a big prison. And we're going to make a monument here. It's comparing to the monument which you saw through the windows of the bus. You saw a monument in the memory of Jews of ghetto. This monument was designed in the communist time. And this monument expresses a Jew who is almost died, shot down, but before he falls to in a grave, he screams to Hashem, he claims to Hashem, and that is their understanding. Because when we say to them that you have to believe, they say, and what about 6 million Jews? But they don't want to understand that what we have to understand, that somehow the tragedy happened because of things which we cannot explain. But at the same fire, we saw a lot of miracles. And that was not the first fire in which Jews passed away. We had Inquisition, we had a lot of things in our history, but we are still, and will be forever.
Amen.
And that is, that's why this monument is made like this. You know, it's very hard to understand. We fight it against this monument, not to be. But Israeli people supported this monument, of course not religious, and that's why it happens. The same was in Lvov. In Lvov, the former communist Jews tried to install a monument. As a Jew, and I understand them, but what they wanted to do, that they wanted to install, besides of the Jewish monument, which is completely ugly. I will explain you later what the monument is supposed to be. They wanted to install a big cross.
Jewish communists, yeah.
But Christians were killed here
too. It came like this. It came in a very special way. The ultra-nationalistic Ukrainian, they said they didn't want this monument, the Jewish, to be. Because somehow they agreed to what Hitler did.
They helped them.
So they didn't want the monument to be. And they said, you want the Jewish monument? We want Christian monument. And really, we cannot argue with them because some, a little bit Christian, really died. We know Italian soldiers died here. We know some Christian people died. So they said, okay, you want Christian monument? Okay, let it be. And then ultra-Ukrainian national said, but you want, we don't have money for this. And the former Jewish communist said, we will pay for it. So I am a director of American-Ukrainian Bureau on Human Rights, a Jewish organization. Maybe American people know Union of Councils for Soviet Jews. I am a director of American Ukrainian Bureau.
You know Davy Hill?
In Ukraine.
Davy Hill?
Yeah, you know Mike and Naftalin, you know Pam Cohen, you know probably Abramovitz, yeah. Yosef Abramovitz. Now he is the current, he is elected now. Very nice people. So I kept silence about my position because we helped a lot to Jews, to refuseniks in the communist time. And I did it. I passed by the money and clothes.